I think, you know, Dre is making a life decision for her, and our opinions really don't matter because it's really about them too.
Yeah. You know? Some people are getting so serious about it too. It's like, it's not your life to live.
It's really not your life.
And it's so, it is really, really wild. Like,
it is.
I've let it go. So take our, oh no, your line. Are you okay?
Are you okay? No, is everything okay? Is everything okay? Hello, femmes, and welcome back to another episode of Femininity by Rachel V. I am your host, Rachel V, and we are here with Stephanie, who is our co-host.
Hi, fams.
So, Stephanie, what are we getting into today, girl?
So,
Before you do that.
Okay.
You look so good.
So do you. Are we starting with our fit checks?
No, we don't have to, but okay. I just wanted to tell you, Stephanie has inspired me to go back long.
I told her that she looks like Miss America.
Thank Literally. You, babe.
I love
Thank
it.
You, babe. So what are we talking about today, Steph?
So there have been a lot of hot topics this week in the news, in the gossip. And I think some of them would apply to the femmes, and we should just jump into it.
I think we should. So one of the things I've been talking to Stephanie about through Instagram and just kind of text messages, sending back articles and stuff, is how everyone is on Drea's back about having a baby by a 22-year-old. I think, in my personal opinion, Drea's background is why she is getting so much backlash.
Yes. I will say that too.
I think so.
Yeah.
We actually, I feel a certain kind of way that everyone is kind of like, her.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I agree. And the second that you sent it to me, I felt like I felt so many different things, but I immediately hit you back with, this is so crazy because this is popping off this week as well with Kristen Cavallari and these boys on TikTok, the Montana boys, everyone knows them. They're going crazy. They're like the new Backstreet Boys, chiseled cheekbones. And she is dating someone that is 23. And like,
and how old is she?
I want to say that she's in her 40s.
Okay.
Or maybe she's senior of him for sure. Upwards of over, I think that there's a 14 year age gap. But I just had to check myself a little bit because my initial gut instinct at first was like, what the heck, you know, and questioning her. And then I did go down the rabbit hole.
Right.
I did do my digging, and I decided I'm in the camp of go off.
Right.
Do you
go off and so I will say this, right? Drea has had her fair share of public relationships.
Yeah, I think
and
that's what it is.
I think that's like a
she's known for being messy. That's the issue, is that
that's the
I
issue.
Think that when you bring up her name, she is beautiful. We cannot take that away from her. She is beautiful, but she has been on the shows that she's been on, and her name has been in circles because of men that she's dated and because of messiness. Right?
So one of the things that I realized about Drea, because I've been digging myself, and they are really saying that she's not really a maternal kind of like mother situation. So they are using that to say that she's having this baby for check.
That's
now,
rough.
I mean, it is. It's so many different variables in this whole dynamic situation that, you know, I say, girl, do what makes you happy. If that's making you happy, I cannot. I'm going to be honest. At 20, I remember having my own house that I was paying a mortgage on. I had Rache and I just had bills. So I was grown. And at that time, I didn't want to date anybody that was my age because they wasn't doing the same things as me.
Yeah, that's a goal thing, a goal alignment.
Right. So at that time, like the guys that were my age, they were hanging out on the corners. They were just doing stuff that I just didn't align with what I had.
You didn't relate to anyone your age.
So an older person, for me, you know, that was the deal. So why can't that be the same in this case with Drea in the Sky. He is doing big things. You know, it looks like, I mean, he is young, but it looks like he has like this massive career. He's making all this money. Maybe a younger girl might not be able to fit his.
Yeah. And she knows that arena.
Right.
She's familiar. She knows what a man in athlete needs as a partner. But I also think that some of the speculations that you said, those are such extreme speculations. I don't think anyone is in that position to make such harsh statements without being in the relationship. I'm just saying what you said is out there.
Yeah, it's definitely out there. They're definitely, you know, I was watching this interview with, it was Cameron. He was like ragging on her. And I was just listening and I was just like, I wouldn't want anyone to have my name in their mouth the way they are doing her. Like,
but also, can I point something out? Sure. She's made plenty of checks without being pregnant. So I'm really sure I am going to be certain about this statement that she didn't need this to make that check.
Right. And we're never going to say anything negative anyway. No. So this is not the kind of podcast we have here. And we are girls. We are all for any decision that girls want to make with their lives, their bodies, however the age. We do, you know, it just is what it is. Like, if she did do it for that reason, I mean, hey, that was her decision.
But also, it will play out, right?
It will play out, and we'll know. But I think the baby thing is what is getting people. Like, it do take two people to tango.
Yeah.
She didn't do it by herself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's funny because people were dragging Kristen Cavallaro. I mean, the guy just graduated. I think that the one thing is, in the situation of Drea, the guy is a professional athlete. In the situation of Kristen, if you check his Instagram grid, you don't have to scroll down long to see him in college. And I think it makes it very stifling.
Okay.
But I did dig to watch her podcast with her announcing it, because they dropped a bunch of videos that got over 10 million views, all this stuff, and everyone's up in arms. But I love the stance that she's taking on it, because I would be hiding, but I guess what happened was her agent tipped her off. Like, TMZ is going to run.
But why would you be hiding?
So she has been, but I guess I regardless of age gap, I in the most recent years, I have, this taught me something, because in most recent years, I have kept things off of social media, because I hate that. I think that there are two emotions that as humans we try to avoid the most, fear and embarrassment.
Okay.
And so if you post someone and then someone hops in your DMs and says, girl, he's with so-and-so, or something that could be embarrassing, that I think gives a lot of women hesitation to post.
Right.
So what happened was, her agent tipped her off, hey, TMZ's going to run this story. And she was like, well, if they're going to run the story, at least I'm going to give them a good picture. And she dropped it.
Okay.
And then she hopped on and said, I'll give you guys more, but right now I am smiling and shining because someone is really making me smile.
Right.
And I loved that. And that's what made my headset totally change on all of this. And it really opened my mindset.
That's how I feel too. I feel that, why is it so heavy on the female when a female dates someone younger?
That was the point.
Men can date whoever, you know what I mean?
And she went into it further. She hasn't been public with anyone since her ex, Jay Cutler, who is a scumbag, or not scumbag, but he's just a waste. Like, she deserves a glow up. She deserves a great time after that, right? And so she hasn't been public with anyone. She's been focusing on her kids. She's really focused on her career. And so I think it also gave validation to the fact that she really, if she's going to give someone her time, she really cares about them.
Right.
But also it also showed me that we put so much pressure on the grid or the gram or showing people. And there, she said that she was seeing in people in the comments that people were like, well, what if it ends tomorrow and you've posted all this stuff? And she said, who cares?
Right.
Who cares? And I need to embody that a little bit more. If it's here today, gone tomorrow, there's a reason for it. Something else is meant for you.
Right.
It came in for a reason. It left for another reason, and own it.
Right. Well, I'm definitely the person that's not going to post anything on the gram because I just feel like anything that's sacred to you or anything that's important to you, I just kind of be like, especially relationships, finance, you know, family things. I practice keeping those things as private as I can because people just love to not see other people happy.
And I know.
It's just the reality
of
things. Nobody wants to see you get money. Nobody wants to see you in love. And nobody cares about your family. They do when, you know, you're Beyonce and Jay-Z and they want to talk about Ivy and tear her down talking about her hair. You know, so it's like
I think there's a fine line.
It is a fine line, but I'm gonna tell you one thing.
Okay.
I don't think it's anything wrong with an age gap. Like
that's
when
right.
it comes to women. I feel like women are younger looking, they're getting younger looking, they're getting sexier, they feel good, they are, you know, their energy is up. And I mean, when you get into your 40s, you just get this burst of energy. And I just don't
People
think it's anything
that.
Wrong
People
with
We'll
What's that?
Say that. I
wouldn't date someone 22.
Right.
But I'll definitely date somebody like, you know, with, you know, their career going. And if they are standing up to my energy and I can have a conversation and it's like a sexy vibe, I'm good.
So I'm going to say it. I have pushed you. I have pushed you to embrace an age gap before.
You have.
But I have done that when I sized up the guy and I was like, this is a good quality man.
You
should not let the age gap be a problem.
I was nervous about that. I will admit.
But I will also say for myself that I think that it was something that I have put on myself as a non-negotiable in dating as mm-hmm. far as age. So I have, you know, been a hypocrite in mm-hmm. that way. Mm-hmm. But then when we were talking about it more this week, I realized that actually when I let that go mm-hmm. and I think that if a younger man approaches me, and I think this is mm-hmm. why it's been good for you, but if a younger man approaches me, he knows he has to bring it.
Yeah.
He knows that. He knows that I am business minded, I am at a certain level, and that's what I expect back. And mm-hmm. he knows that I am apprehensive of younger men. And so he's gonna bring it that much more. And so then the irony is that the dates where I have let that go and just said, okay, you know what, forget it. I'm gonna go out with this guy anyway. I think some of my better dates have been with younger guys.
And why do you think that?
They've been way more intentional.
Mm-hmm.
They
okay.
have been way more intentional because they know it's a thing in my mind and mm-hmm. they know it's something they have to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I've been on dates with guys that are around my age or older, believe it or not, then they can be a little bit lackadaisical. Mm-hmm. They don't feel the same pressure to mm-hmm. impress me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will say that I think older men are great, right? Mm-hmm. I do. But lately, I will say, coming across like just different ages, they have a stale mindset.
Okay. I think that's
very stale mindset. And whatever happened in your past, I'm not her. I didn't do it.
Totally.
You know? I didn't do it. And you don't have to hold back or like make something to be something else or just don't communicate well. That is a pet peeve of mine. Like communication, you have to know how to communicate. And I just think it's like no excuse for older gentlemen not to know how to communicate it.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's your issue.
I would say that I've with guys that are older mm-hmm. or around my age, they talk at me mm-hmm. instead of talking with me. Mm-hmm. And they are ones that think that they've been above that and mm-hmm. It's a harsh reality for them, but this is a two-way conversation.
And another thing, when it comes to older, I will say, when I say stale, I mean like stale, stuck, the mindset is just like not abroad, like
yeah,
further. And a lot of times, like, you know, men and their money, that kind of thing, you know, that goes hand in hand when it comes to like relationships, which is understandable. I don't think... If you feel like you are in a place where you cannot figure out how to pivot, because let's say all of us have been in our career for 15 years at least,
right.
You know what I mean? And that's a long time to be in your career. And then when you get older, you're like kind of like stuck, like you don't know which way to go. And when you can't figure out how to pivot, insecurities come in.
Totally.
You know, and I think a lot of older guys bring that with them. Women have been able to figure out ways to make more money, come up with creative ways to start businesses and, you know, kind of collaborations and things like that. With the younger guys, they are like figuring it out, because right now we have this new age of, you know, tech and software and everything's on the internet, and you know they are figuring the shit out, whereas the traditional older guy is like, I'm going to this 9-to-5 and this is what I'm doing, you know, and
a little then they bring these
they bring these insecurities with them that it's just like I can't get with.
Okay, so regardless of age, what are some of your dating non-negotiables?
My dating non Okay, so you have to be an entrepreneur of some sort.
Love it.
And because I get bored really easily if I can't have a conversation with you. It's like,
these are facts.
I got to be able to talk to you about what I'm doing. Yeah. If you can add and take away and I could talk to you like, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Can we talk, you know, that, because I'm a chatterbox and I want to talk about, that is sexy to me. That gets my gears going.
Yeah.
I'm turned on by the conversation. Money talk for me is like,
yeah.
You know, so just being able to like talk about different businesses and, you know, stuff like that. I cannot. That's just a no. I just can't. You got to be an entrepreneur of some sort.
I love that.
Travel. Like if you tell
this me. This is an Aquarius. Travel.
If you tell me that you haven't traveled in like 5 years and I'm looking at you like, why?
Yeah.
I can't do that. I am a traveling spirit. I need to be in the air. I need to see blue skies, water,
other cultures, other mindsets,
architecture. Yeah. I need to be learning different things. That I cannot get with a guy that doesn't read.
Ooh, that's a good one.
If you don't read, like if I ask you the last time you read a book and you tell me you haven't, I'm going to be like,
I will say my reading comprehension is terrible, but I'm all on my podcast game. You know that. Right. I'm listening to podcasts all the time. And that's good too.
Something with self-development, something you got to be doing, some kind of self-development. You have to be working out. You have to work out. You have to work out. Yes. I don't want to find out that you're eating fried chicken all day, every day. Yeah. Now, I eat fried chicken because I just got back into eating chicken. It's like my protein source right now. But I want you to make healthy choices. Yeah. Like, I don't want you drinking all the time, all day, every day, and eating the most greasiest shit. Those are my non-negotiables.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to force my beliefs and my way of life on you. And that also builds resentment if someone isn't ready for that. So I just rather have you already ready. We already on the same page. We like the same stuff. And yeah.
I love that.
I do. One thing that I hear a lot of women, they say that they don't like men with kids, or they prefer men. I don't mind that at all.
No, that's not a non-negotiable.
Like, I don't care. Like, if you have them or you don't have them, it doesn't matter to me.
As long as you, it's more important about the baggage.
Oh, and you have to be central. You have to know how to flirt without overdoing it.
Okay.
And you have to have your confidence. Like, you have to be confident. I love a confident man. Like, with no hangups.
Yeah.
You're going to have some, but just, I don't want them showing.
Yeah.
You know, I want you to work on those things. That's it.
Short list. Okay, I'm going to give you some of my dating non-negotiables.
Okay.
I think that my dating non-negotiable that is of an old spirit is chivalry. So young guys can still bring it, but I love chivalry. And I think that it comes in different forms, but if you are also, well, which I will say, chivalry plus caring. So it doesn't mean that you need to be dropping a big bag all the time, although I will not say no, you know, but it's the thought behind it. And it's the fact that you want to make me smile. You're thinking about what makes me happy. That thoughtfulness, like, because that's
you like that right off the bat.
Kind of. But I mean, I am super thoughtful. So I constantly am checking in on people's emotions and that kind of thing. And so that is a love language for me. And just someone thinking about those things for me, mm-hmm. I think shows a certain intention, seriousness. But I do love there are certain gender role things within chivalry that I love. Mm-hmm. The protection, opening doors, just, I love that. I love that.
Okay.
Another one definitely will be health and working out. There's no secret. Like right. We've talked about it. That's a big one for me because I want to wake up and I want my partner to make me get out of bed and go do this. And I want to do that together and I want to motivate each other. And if you're having a rough week, I'm going to make you go to the gym. And if I'm having a rough week, you're going to drag me. And that's kind of, I do love that. And I love the idea of cooking together and planning meals. And I do, I'm big on that.
So you like the relationship to be a relationship as soon as you get into
locked.
That is funny.
No, but I mean, it's been a while since I've had it like that right. for sure. Mm-hmm. But, and then I think energy is, I mean, that mm-hmm. does sound like a big category, but I think that just the intentions and with that, I will also say communication. Like it is not cool to be too cool to express your emotions. Mm-hmm. I know that we talk
about this all the time.
I also know that you don't want anyone to be full court press, but you don't want someone that is like, it's all right. It's okay. Like mm-hmm. no big deal. And if you really feel something about her, you should say that. If you mm-hmm. cannot verbalize your feelings, it is not attractive. It's mm-hmm. not attractive. This is little boy behavior.
Yeah.
And so I'm big on communication in that way, but I'm big on in communication with someone being confident about expressing themselves, being confident about knowing what they want mm-hmm. and going for it.
Right.
Just like you with the entrepreneurial thing, I'm big on that. I love when someone else I can riff ideas off of and that they're pushing me, but the motivation. So all around 360 motivation in all parts of my life. Like I look at myself right now at 37 and I am tired. I am genuinely tired. But then I look at my parents and I see like, how do I get from where I am now to 30 years from now? And they motivate each other, but they look forward to planning memories, planning trips, planning mm-hmm. adventures, planning big landmarks together. And mm-hmm. I want that in a partnership because I think that will make me, that will give me the energy.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I agree.
I mean, I have a million other things, but I think those are the biggest things that I will know if I have been doing a lot of recon on my own self and things that I've accepted, things that I have let go. And I'm just clearing my cup. Mm-hmm. Clearing my cup fully and allowing for things to come in that are meant okay. for me.
So, Stephanie, who would like see yourself dating someone younger in the future?
I think that if their intentions were there and they mm-hmm. knew what they wanted and they had their stuff together, I would totally be open to it right now. Mm-hmm. But come, like, regardless of age, like, come correct or don't come at all.
Right.
That's absolutely. Where I'm at.
I think that's the most important part.
Yeah. I would definitely be open to it as long as we're not playing games, and that's mm-hmm. that really is regardless of age. Mm-hmm. So if someone is coming to me with full intention and they know that they want my time mm-hmm. and that they know what they have an entrepreneurial spirit, mm-hmm. their life is set, they feel all these things mm-hmm. are great and they want a strong woman. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I think just we get to remember this one thing that we are all as old as our souls. So if you are portraying this person like, oh, I'm going to bed, I'm so tired, I'm this and that, and you're only 25.
Yeah.
You just 100%. Got old soul. You know what I mean? But if 100%. You're, you know, you still care about your look, you still keep yourself up, you know, you're getting your facials, your body looks good. And this is man or woman.
Yeah.
You will be able to pull and attract someone that is of a younger vibe.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't understand why people look forward and they give up. Like
they
and it's just so crazy
because
to me, I wake up every day and in every aspect of my life, I'm like, how can I be better? How can I be stronger? How can I do more? How can I make more? How do I make a bigger impact?
Yeah.
And I don't see myself letting that spirit go.
Yeah.
And so it just shocks me that people can continue to live forward, but then always look in the past like the good old days are behind us. It's right. Like, there's no, what are you looking forward to? What are you excited about?
It's so crazy because I'm from Baltimore, and the culture there is the women.
Baltimore.
First of all, you know, I get so many
comments on about your accent.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
It's just what it is. But
there's like a twang.
It is different. A twang. We sing, we do all of that. But I have to say, I have learned to love the way I sound.
Like, yes. It just is what it is. I love your voice.
But being from Baltimore, the culture there, the women act so much older than what they really are. And honestly, I couldn't really relate to a lot of the women there because I love them. I have a lot of people that I love that are still there. But I just noticed that they, like, when we were in our 20s, I had friends that would be like, no, I'm not coming outside. You know, I'm going home to cook. And, you know, I'm going to bed by 8. And I would be like, but you're only like 27. Like,
right.
What are you talking about? Like, yeah. You're just getting started at 27. Like, so... just being the age that I am now, it's like, no, like I want to experience every day is a new day. I want to experience something new. My kids are good. You know, I'm still like a young, vibrant soul. I want to go out. I want to have dinner. I want to hang out with my girlfriends. I want to go to a museum. I don't necessarily want to be home every day by 7, 8.
Yeah. And it's funny because I'm from Nova, Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So around the way.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my girlfriends from Nova are married, but they really, really inspire me because I do feel that they kind of are rebellious to mm-hmm. the way that we grew up.
Nice.
And so most of them are done having their kids mm-hmm. and they snatch back.
And that's what
they
you're supposed to do.
They look amazing. Mm-hmm. They're like, when are we going out? You know, they're mm-hmm. pushing me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that that's that young spirit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think that if you check these boxes like marriage, kids and whatever, mm-hmm. that means it's over for you. And
I don't
that
think so either.
We have to have a funeral for that thought because it just. What are you getting excited for then?
Yeah, like you're just going home to work, pay your bills, and then that's it?
Eww.
No, I want to socialize. I want to communicate. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to, like, if I can't grow daily, if that's not happening for me, I might as well just be dead already.
You have to have things that you are looking forward to.
Yeah.
You have to have things. And even, okay, so last night I stayed in. Rachel called me and was trying to get my ass off the couch.
I was.
But I was getting myself set for the next few weeks ahead. Like, I was putting all my intentions down. I was getting myself organized on my content, getting mm-hmm. myself organized with work, getting so that I could clear the space to then be social
mm-hmm.
and bring all these things in and do all that. So I will say that I will take a beat here and there to get myself, but then here I am, very energized, excited,
yes.
and ready to move forward.
Yes. Well, in conclusion, ladies, we don't want to be too hard on Drea. I think you know, Drea is making a life decision for her, and our opinions really don't matter because it's really about them too.
Yeah. You know? Some people are getting so serious about it too.
I know.
It's like, it's not your life to live.
It's really not your life.
And it is really, really wild. Like,
it is.
I've let it go. Your line. Are you okay?
Are you okay? No, is everything okay? Is everything okay? It's so many women right now that are dating younger and that, you know, I encourage it. Like, if you feel like you and this person have something in common and they are like on your mind, they have your mindset, you guys share the same mindset in common and, you know, you guys are aligning. I mean, I say go for it. I don't think it's.
I also just think that it just should not be the. If everything else feels great and it makes you happy and it makes mm-hmm. you smile and you can see something mm-hmm. forward, that really should not be the variable that
really
holds
shouldn't.
You back.
Because we're here to be happy.
Yeah.
And if they're making each other happy, it looks like they are because a baby didn't happen. So,
yeah.
And she didn't do it by herself. And, you know, it just is what it is.
Totally.
All right. Well, Fams, thank you for another episode of Femininity by Rachel V. If you are liking this content, if you're liking the conversations that we are having, please make sure you like and subscribe. Like, subscribe, but also leave us a comment.
Yes.
We love comments. We read the comments. Read the comments personally. I love when you guys leave a comment. So make sure you guys do that. It helps the algorithm of this video keep going and going and going. Of course, we're here consistently putting out content because we want the channel to grow. So make sure you leave a comment, like, subscribe. Until the next time.
Bye, fams.
Bye.